Sure. Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Shannon Wifford, art teacher at Father Mercury High School, and just here to talk about SMART.
There we go. Awesome. So let's start at the beginning. How did you first start getting into art, like as a child, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I was in high school. I had a really awesome art teacher, and he just kind of let us experiment, do our own thing, and I very quickly realized that being a high school art teacher was a pretty good way to spend a day.
Okay.
So then I decided that was the career path I was going in, so went to York University, got my degree, after ed degree, and then I started in special education after that. And when the art teacher at Father Merck retired, that was my slot to jump in.
Okay. So when you had your high school class, at that point, it triggered, like, I'm going to be an art teacher?
Yeah, I would say, because up until that point, I wanted to be, like, marine biologist was my goal. Okay. Like, I was always, like, a science and math person.
Okay.
Then I just got into the art room, and I was just like, this is, like, such a cool way to, like, just spend a day. Like, you're just in art all day, and you just get to do what you want to do. And my art teacher was always, like, working on projects, but also, like, teaching us. And
right.
So then I just knew by grade 11, I would say, that I wanted to be an art teacher.
Okay, very cool. And so you said you went to York. So how did you, what was the process? Like, I'm from Fort McMurray, right, obviously. So it's kind of like U of A, U of C. But, like, when you're in Ontario, like, there's a lot of different opportunities. Like, what was that process like?
York University was one of the universities where you really got to work with teachers and professors that were also artists.
Okay.
So that was my high school art teacher's recommendation for schools to get, like, the best exposure. Mm. And it was a good time there.
Okay.
And then after that, it was just applying for, because at that time, I don't even know if they were offering concurrent degrees. Like, you had to do your undergrad first and then apply to be a teacher. So the teaching part came after I finished my art degree.
That's what I was just going to ask. Yeah. Like, were you able to do it at the same time?
Like, they might have had it for, like, elementary school, but I don't remember them offering that for art.
What was that shift like when you had to go from going, like, being around artists all the time to being around teachers all the time?
It was good. It was, I mean, teachers college is, like, such a small part of what it's like to actually be a teacher, so mm-hmm. I think it's just, you kind of go through the motions, you do all the things, but then when you're actually in the classroom and in the practicums, then you're kind of back into that art space again.
Right.
Yeah.
I just remember Ethna's friends, like, when she was doing her science, biologies, and maths, and then when she transitioned to, like, hang out with, like, the teachers, I'm like, oh, I saw a very different, like, friend group all of a sudden.
Definitely.
It was interesting to see that, because as a teacher, you have to navigate through so many personalities, art teachers, social teachers, math teachers. So it was one of those degree programs that I saw, like, oh, wow, it actually does prepare you well for the environment you find yourself in afterwards.
True. Yeah.
So I want to talk to you a little bit about what your students are doing behind us here.
Yeah, so they're working on a dumpster for Acton Environment.
Okay.
Acton came to us with this project idea of painting a dumpster as, like, a mini mural, a chance to, like, get something out into the community. And I always love chances for kids to like show what they can do in the community, because we can show it in the school and the students see it and the parents that come into the school can see it. Mm-hmm. But it's so much better when the whole community can see what students can do. And
yeah,
I mean, by the high school level, we have many students that are already at the professional level in terms of their skills. Mm-hmm. And so giving them the chance to kind of showcase that,
yeah,
is always like a really exciting opportunity.
Yeah. So I know this project's been going on for a bit now, so I don't know if you're at the stage, but do you know where they're going to be placing this after it's completed?
So we did chat with Bob from Acton, and one of the places for sure that we know it's going to show up is at the ATC Culture Festival.
Oh, cool.
I forget where it's being held this year, but trying to think.
Yeah.
It's not coming to me.
No, that's okay.
But anyways, yeah, it's definitely going to be there. He said he wants to basically put it anywhere where it's going to be seen. So anytime that they're requesting a dumpster for any sort of social event, this is going to be one of the ones to go. So that's super cool.
To remember.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, speaking of events, you show up at events sometimes. You have a side project. What is that?
I do. I face paint in the community. Mm-hmm. Started that a couple years ago just for something fun, a different way to be creative. Mm-hmm. It's something that has kind of challenged me. I mean, essentially, it's still painting, but you're basically painting on a very short attention span of a moving target. So
yeah.
it's a different thing, and you have to kind of learn about speed, and you're painting on different planes, like it's no longer flat. So
right.
There's some challenges that come with it, but it's actually like transferred over into my classroom. So some of the techniques that I learned as a face painter, I found kind of apply to acrylic painting as well, which is nice because kids have been able to do, you know, a few different things a little bit quicker than they would have in just like the regular instruction.
Yeah.
And then also I've taught some of my students how to face paint, and they've been at different events in the community, like the Fort City Car Show, and they were down at Mac Island for Canada Day last year. So mm-hmm. that's nice to just give them opportunities to like find career paths in art, not necessarily like that they might want to do face painting as a full-time gig, but it's just
right.
like a nice hobby and pastime.
So, yeah, yeah. Well, I think when people go into the arts, there's always like, how are you going to earn any form of
income? Yeah.
And like that's a great way to showcase like, hey, look, this is how you can make a little bit of income doing it.
Yeah.
So how did you land on the face painting component though? Because I know you've done different things. So like, is that something you saw or you had experience before? Like, where did that come from?
I have three kids. So the face painting lines in Fort McMurray are very long.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter the event. It doesn't matter how many face painters there are. There's always going to be a bit of a line. And so I very quickly realized that I would like to learn how to do this because it would save us time waiting in line.
Yeah.
And then the very first time I face painted was just for a good friend's daughter's birthday. And then that just was like, yeah, I do want to do this. I'm going to order some supplies and give it a go. So.
And now there's lots of you guys.
Oh, there's like, a lot in the community, yeah.
I couldn't get over, where was it? I think Keegan was curling and you guys were?
Canada, probably the Craze, yeah.
Yeah.
Craze and Canada Day, yeah, there's at least 20.
It blew my mind. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Yeah.
So when did that pick up, do you think?
Honestly, like there's always been face painters around, but like I don't really know like about what the community was like until kind of I entered it. Like I didn't really know much about it before I kind of got into it, but like everybody that is a face painter, that supports a face painter, like they're just so welcoming. Like there's no competition to it. It's like, hey, can I get your card? Because I'm gonna be requested for an event at some point that I'm not gonna be able to do. So I need to refer you. And we all do the same. So it's very supportive and it's a good environment to learn in.
Where's your next event gonna be?
I'll be at Canada Day.
Okay, so down at Mac Island?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Well, Shannon, we are out of time for this episode, but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I just have to give a huge, huge thanks to all the students over the years, this year and every year past. It's like the best part of living in a career as a teacher to just spend my day with you guys. So thank you.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Hopefully everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.